Masechta Shviyas, Parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. Previously, we just discussed three different areas within Eretz Yisrael that have different halachic status. The Mishnah now discusses a place called Surya. Surya was land that was conquered by David HaMelech, but it was done on David HaMelech's own accord as a kibush yachid, conquered by an individual. It did not get the sanctification of Eretz Yisrael, like other lands that Ezra had sanctified, and it's not considered Eretz Yisrael proper. However, it has some halachas regarding Shemitah midrabbanan. So the Mishnah now discusses. Oisin betalish besurium. One is allowed to work and process with talish. Talish is detached produce. Besuria in Surya. And he's allowed to work in it in the regular fashion without any shinoi, without doing anything different. And this was a leniency in Surya because in Eretz Yisrael proper, one was only allowed to work with detached produce with a shinoi, with an unusual fashion. Avalei b'mechubar, but in Surya, he would not be able to work in a normal fashion with the mechubar, with things, the produce that was still attached to the ground. And that Surya was similar to Eretz Yisrael, that it required being done with a shinoi in an unusual fashion. The Mishnah now gives examples. Dushin, we're allowed to thresh the grain. Vzerin, and you can winnow the grain. Vidarchin, and you can crush grapes or olives. Amrin, and pile up the produce that you gather. These things were done with produce that was already detached from the ground, and in Surya could be done in the regular fashion. Avaloi kaitchin, but you can't harvest grain. Vilei baitrin, and you can't harvest grapes. Vilei meiskin, and you can't harvest olives. This was working on produce that's attached, and it couldn't be done in the usual fashion. Klal, Amar, Bekiva. Bekiva said there's a general rule. Kol shekiyetze by mutter ba'aretz Yisrael. Anything, any work that would be allowed to be done in Eretz Yisrael, Eisnei b'Surya, you'd be allowed to do the same thing in Surya. Mishnah Gimel. Bitzalim sheyardu aleim geshamim v'tzimchu. If you have onions that the rain down on them, and v'tzimchu, they started growing further. These are onions that really grew during the sixth year, and they were picked during the sixth year, but they were replanted on Shemitah, and the rain fell on them and caused the onions to further grow. So the Mishnah now discusses what type of further growth will make that these are considered onions that grew on the Shemitah year and are going to be bound by the restrictions of the Shemitah year. Im hayu ha'alan shalam shecharim, if the leaves that grew from these onions were shecharim, were dark, or a dark green color, so then it's clear that it did benefit and grow from the rainfall and the growth of the Shemitah year, and asurim, they're going to be prohibited and limited by the halachas of Shemitah. However, hariku, if the leaves grew pale, a pale color, harayil mutarim, they're mutter, they're permitted, they don't have restrictions of Shemitah, because this type of pale growth, it can come from the onion itself, and not necessarily was it coming from the ground and the rain. Reb Chanina ben Antignus, Aimer Reb Chanina, the son of Antignus, he says that it's not based on the complexion of the color of the leaf. Rather, im yichelim lehitalish ba'olin shalahem, if the leaves are strong enough that you can uproot the onion, you can pluck it out of the ground by pulling on the leaves, they're strong enough to pull the weight of the onion, so then that's considered a significant growth of the leaf, and asurim, that would make them forbidden and bound by the halachas of Shemitah, even if the leaves are pale. That's still considered growth from the Shemitah year that will make these onions be considered Shemitah onions. The Mishnah says, "Ukenega kein b'matzei shviyas." Similarly, the same thing can happen b'matzei shviyas and mutarim, and these onions can become mutar, can become permitted. And this is discussing the same exact onions. The onions that grew during the sixth year, that were replanted on the seventh year and grew a little bit and became forbidden. If they're replanted again during the eighth year, Matzah Shviyas, after the Shviyas is over, they're replanted again during the eighth year, and again they grow a little further, then Mutarim, they can revert back to their permitted status, that the little growth of the eighth year will counteract the little growth of the seventh year and will go back to the fact that it was considered grown not on the Shemitah year, and it will become mutter, permitted, and not restricted by the halachas of Shemitah.